Tamar Anatai.
Good afternoon, Tamar. Are you there? There she is.
I am. I feel a little queasy after hearing that whole broken foot tendonitis. That was too much detail for me.
Don't you think that sounds a little bit odd, though?
You know, I think he's had prior surgeries on his foot from surfing. Am I making, like, surfing accident? I don't know if I'm making that up. I don't think it sounds that
He was a beast in Point Break.
He's no spring chicken anymore.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. It seemed like they oversaw. Who said? I mean, just says, you know, why not just say a foot injury, a leg injury, whatever. A high ankle sprain, like they always say in sports.
High ankle
sprain. It just made me uncomfortable because they kind of oversold it to me. But what do I know?
Maybe they just like to be truthful.
You know what? That's overrated in this world. So what's the deal with you? What's happening?
What's happening? Well, I saw Van Halen perform in a club the size of probably your control room there. Small little place.
You couldn't get Van Halen in here. You couldn't get their hair in here. This studio is tiny, but I understand where you're going.
Mm. Well, it was a really, really, really tiny space called
Intimate.
Club Wah. Intimate.
I like that. Club what?
What's that?
Club what?
It's called Club Wah, which David Lee Roth's uncle owns.
Club Wah?
Yeah, it's W-H-A, question mark. What?
Like, what?
What?
Okay.
It's been around since, like, the 60s. Like, Bob Dylan, like, performed there. It's a really old institution, and it was so epic. I mean, they did, like, the classic jams, like Panama, Jump. It was, like, life-changing, I would say.
Okay, so my question would be, Tamar. Mm-hmm. Is how, with all due respect, you know, I know you're a woman about town with connections, but how do you get into this intimate event?
Well, I would like to pretend that, like, my life is more, you know, fabulous and glamorous, and I'm just, like, riding Kanye's jet all day, but I just got an invite in my email box. I actually thought it was fake, because I was, like, Van Halen 2012 in a place that's, like, the size of a Starbucks bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a hoax or something.
Yes.
And I sent it to one of my coworkers. I was like, dude, let's go. Like, even if it's a hoax, this is worth, like, finding out about. And it was as real, as honest and true as the nose on my face.
So they were all there?
They were all there. Well, it was David Lee Roth,
mm-hmm.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Wolfgang, who's Eddie's son.
Right.
On bass.
Uh-huh.
And what's their drummer's name?
Uh-huh.
The original. I can't. The drummer's name is escaping my brain.
Wow. Well, I didn't see him recently, so I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, the state, like, he was maybe 15 feet in front of me.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. And, like, he just kept saying, like, this is one of the best gigs I've ever played. Because his uncle, who's 92, was there. And apparently he used to go there as a kid and hang out. So it was, like, that was why they chose that venue.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was, and everyone there was just like, and a lot of these people are pretty established, sort of jaded people who have been in the room with celebrities before. The look on everyone's face, it was like Christmas Day. Like, it was unbelievable.
It had to be. How many people?
You sound like,
I'm trying to envision this, and I'm also Google searching their drummer's name, which I'm embarrassed that I can't think of.
Is it Alex?
Sounds like
it's another
times.
Van Halen. It's Alex Van Halen.
Yeah, Alex Van Halen. He doesn't get as much, you know, the band's named after him. I wonder if he gets paid more.
Why didn't David Lee Roth change his name to David Lee Roth Van Halen so they could all be Van Halens?
David Van Halen.
David Lee Roth Van Halen. Why not?
Well, because I think Eddie started the band, so he called it Van Halen.
No, I know. That makes sense, but I don't know. It just seems odd that David didn't just say, you know, David Lee Roth. It's a cool name and everything, but I don't know. Anyway.
It's a cool name. It was like the opportunity of a lifetime. I never in my life thought that I would be standing and watching David Lee Roth do Panama, like, again,
right
12 feet from me.
That's
in front of my face.
That's impressive. The closest I've ever gotten to that was I got to see Digital Underground one time at Juanita's here in town.
Hey, you shouldn't sell yourself short.
That was pretty awesome, but I think you win.
Digital Underground is pretty legit.
Yeah, they totally did the Humpty Dance and all the other, well, that was their one.
And did they do the Humpty Dance twice?
You know because you know what's funny is about them, and this is a terrible, like, analogy, because I mean you're talking about one of the greatest bands of all time, and I'm talking about Digital Underground, which I liked a lot growing up in high school and stuff. We listened to them a lot, but Humpty Dance is one of their lamest songs ever, and that's
the only
one that got radio play.
Yeah, I mean that was like the novelty song.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, okay, I move on because that's that. So are they going to tour, or is this the kickoff to something? What's the deal?
Yeah, that was like the big sort of kickoff initiation there. They've got an album coming out, A Different Kind of Truth, that comes out February 7th, and then they're embarking on a world tour, which is pretty cool.
Do they play the Van Hagar songs?
You know, I don't know, because I really wanted to hear Why Can't This Be Love, because I love that song.
And you're a woman.
Yeah, and I'm a lady. They certainly didn't do it. They didn't know. They, you know, they didn't do Right Now or anything. I'm not sure if they'll do that on tour.
Yeah, they do Hot for Teacher.
Yes, yes. It was like, I mean, it was seriously like living, it was like living my past in the present, which was a really weird thing to feel. I'm getting deep.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to get off the Van Hagar stuff, though. I'm going to get smacked. Because I know, like our buddy Chris Kramas, who comes in, he does movie reviews for us once a week.
Oh, yeah?
He hates anything that Hagar sang on.
Yeah, it's a very polarizing topic. You know, it's like when they brought in the second Becky on Roseanne.
Second Becky. Never
second
liked
Becky.
Her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the second Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I guess I never watched it after the first Aunt Viv left.
It just wasn't, it was all downhill after the
Well, the first Aunt Viv's apparently still bitter, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we've talked the Beyonce birth to death, but we need to talk about it again. And since then, Jay-Z's put out a terribly crappy song.
What? I thought that was a great song.
That song blows, and he likes to rhyme the same word with the same word. And I'm not a rapper, and I'm not a poet, but I can tell you that you should not rhyme the same word with the same word. I'm going to see my baby, and I really love my baby. I don't know whatever he said, but I mean he does it all the time. I don't know.
But you've got kids, right?
Two.
So you've got two children, so you know how difficult it can be to multitask. You know, it's like doing your job with a kid on your lap. The guy's busier than he's ever been.
So you tell me because the kid is on his lap, you tell me he's holding the kid in one hand and a pen in the other, and that's the only reason he couldn't write a decent tune.
I think that is a fair.
Okay, I'm gonna guess he's probably spent a lot of the writing while she was pregnant leading up to it.
That's all fine and good. Let me ask you this then. How do you explain all his other crappy songs over the last 15 years?
I mean, I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, okay, this is like not going to be a...
Yeah, you guys aren't going to see
it's going to be a great debate. I never hear someone say Jay-Z writes crappy songs,
He's
though.
The only one.
I have great respect for him as a businessman, as a music mogul. I think he seems to be a wonderful guy, and I'm glad that him and Beyonce seem to have, and again, you never know, because I thought Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith were doing well, but they seem to have about as good a celebrity marriage as you could have.
Right.
However... I don't like his music, and that's totally subjective. It's fine. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot.
You're
of,
entitled.
Yeah,
but I think empirically he is seen as like one of the greatest rappers of all time.
I'm not sure about that. Maybe he is. Okay, fine. I lose. You're fine. I mean, whatever.
All right.
You're in New York. You're biased. You know. I'm a West Coast guy. Yeah. West Saeed. Come on.
Yeah. You're.
Whatever. More of a Midwest guy, so I guess I'm an Eminem fan. And then there is Amber Rose is doing music. Is that what she does? I thought she was just like she shaves her head and runs around chasing famous.
She's hot.
Is she still with Kanye?
No, as a matter of fact.
No, where have you been? She's with Wiz Khalifa.
She is the one that, she came out and said that Kim Hom did things with
Kanye
while they were together.
Right, well, they're both their names.
But I think Reggie hooked up with Amber Rose, so it's all cool.
Oh, you said the flip-flop?
Yeah, it's all cool and breezy.
There was a little bit of allegedly some trading, and allegedly she sent some improper texts.
No, not allegedly. Guaranteed fact.
To whom?
To Kanye.
Oh, Kim did.
Kim did. That's her thing. That's what she does. She sends to everybody.
Yeah, sometimes she sends them, and a basketball guy shows up.
She just like hits like send all to her entire contact.
And whoever replies, is who she's going out with that night.
So like, what? Hey, mom, just delete this.
Okay, well, we can disagree on Jay-Z. What do we think about Amber Rose? I totally have to go with whatever you think on this one.
Oh, okay, I mean it's not Jay-Z level of verbal skill and wordplay, but it's not terrible. And the thing that's actually the most redeeming about the song, which is called Fame, is that it's very self-aware. It starts out with this, you know, this sort of like skit that you sometimes hear in hip-hop where, like, I guess it's like a radio DJ or announcer like making fun of the song. So she's aware that people are not necessarily going to take her seriously as a musician. But the song itself isn't bad. It's a little, it's got a decent hook. It's up there with like a Paris Hilton levels of musicianship.
Well, I don't even know what that means. Say. Is that good?
Have you ever heard Paris Hilton Stars Are Blind? I mean, it's a great song.
I don't think I ever heard it.
Oh man, I'm going to tweet it to you after
that. Okay, I will check for that.
It feels like it feels kind of like a Kylie Minogue song from back in the day.
I miss Kylie Minogue.
She's
I haven't done the locomotion since she quit performing.
Well, yeah, you're sort of out of respect for Kylie.
Yeah, I mean it is. Yeah, I'll never forget. My sister did not like her for some reason. I didn't know that. I thought she liked because she was really popular when we were in high school.
Kylie.
Yeah, or maybe even middle school.
Yeah.
And I got her this album for Christmas. I got her that we were still doing cassette tapes, and it's, or not for Christmas, for her birthday. Her birthday's in February. So I get her a cassette tape of Kylie Minogue, and I'm thinking, she's going to love it. Oh, she was mad. She hated it. So guess what she did? She comes back with me. My birthday's 2 months later. I get a Rick Astley tape for my birthday.
You got Rickrolled?
You got Rickrolled before there was Rickrolling.
Yes. And she gave me the, ha-ha, happy birthday, sucka.
Oh, I think that's funny. I like your sister.
I
haven't even met her.
I know. You, believe me, she's still terrorizing me to this day. I love her, too, though. She's great. Okay. Tomorrow, Golden Globe Sunday, right?
Yes.
You going?
Wow, it's already here.
I wish. I'm not going.
All right.
Maybe next year. Or you know what? There's still time. That's what airplanes are for. Maybe I can appeal to someone to send me out there.
It is on the wrong coast, but I know how much you don't like the West Side, but what are you going to do?
I do like the West Side.
Okay. It's a long haul from your joint.
It's a bit of a schlep, as we say.
A schlep, if you will. Buzzworthy.mtv.com for all of the good stuff that Tamara wants you to know about, including Rihanna going behind the scenes on the set of her upcoming movie Battleship.
Yes.
I didn't even know she was in that.
She is. I think this is her first film role.
Is the phrase, "you sunk my battleship," mentioned on that?
I hope it's used. You mean in the movie?
Yeah, that's right.
I hope so, because we need to bring that back. I'm sure it'll come back now that she's in the movie.
Oh, and you got video of it. Boy, David Lee Roth has aged really nicely.
That's what I think.
He looks really good. He's got his hair all shortened up, and he's...
He was an EMT for a while.
Is that right?
Yeah. He used to live like two houses down from me when I lived in the Lower East Side, and I used to see him out all the time. And he I think you have to, I mean, don't they, I would hope, make you do like physical fitness testing the way they do for...
This dude's veiny. He looks like Joe Piscopo.
He does. Oh, that's a good call. But I used to see him around. He looked like he was in college. Like, he would walk around with like a backpack, jeans, and a cap.
Yeah.
And he's in really, I mean, he's almost 60 years old. He's like 58.
That dude's in way better shape than I could tell.
He's in really, really good shape. And, yeah, he was out there, like, saving lives, rescuing people. He talked about it during the show.
Did you get a chance to interview him or anything afterwards?
No,
I didn't.
Do
you do that kind of thing much? You did an interview today, right?
Yeah, I interviewed Lana Del Rey. I don't know if you guys have played any of her music on your station.
I'm fixing to.
She's great. She's really great. She's got those really, like, sort of dark and creepy videos.
I'm going to give you this one. I like this song. And it's got Rihanna and Jay-Z on it, as well as Kanye. And in Fayetteville, the Razorbacks always do this big montage deal where they play a bunch of game highlights before the team runs out. It's really, it gives you the tingles. You know how the hair on the back of your neck stands up?
Mm-hmm.
They play, well, they did a montage.
Okay. Theoretically.
Well, yeah. They did a montage to this song in Fayetteville before the games this year, and it was awesome.
I love that song.
I do have a little bit of a soft spot for Run This Town, so I'll give you that.
It's a great song. The video is great, too.
You know what we call this? Finding Middle Ground tomorrow.
We have so much middle ground. Come on,
do.
I'm a Midwesterner at
That's
heart.
That's true. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you, and next week we'll touch on the Golden Globes, among other things.
Let's do that.
All right. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. Do the folks at MTV shut down the house on MLK Monday, or are you guys up and running?
No, we are closed for business. Not television-wise. You can still watch MTV and BET and Comedy Central. But, yeah, no, we do not report to work that day.
But you'll be buzzworthy blogging from your home and your one television.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
The internet never sleeps, my friend.
All right, well, I will look for the song from our artist. You're sending me the Paris Hilton tune.
Yep.
You need to send me a link to this other girl you interviewed today, too. I need to get to know her.
I will. She's great. She's on SNL tonight. Or tonight. they're doing SNL Wednesday night.
She's on WNL.
Saturday.
It's going to be good.
Wednesday Night Live. Yeah, she's performing on SNL this weekend.
All right, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, she said she was nervous, but really excited.
Okay. Well, thanks for everything, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Good to talk to you guys. Bye.
Tomorrow, thanks.